You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Hello again and welcome to another suds segment where we like you. Yeah, you. We think you're great, but not as great as beer. But then who is, right? I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is good old boy Kendall.
Hello, Juliana. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for asking. I'm great.
Good. So am I. I'm looking forward to today.
Yes. Reverend Mark, hello.
Good afternoon. So good to be with you, with all of you.
And might I say, that is a very fine tropical attire you are wearing.
Oh.
Needs one of those straw hats.
He does.
And speaking of attire.
Dude, yeah. Oh, my. Yeah.
I thought the mayor had stopped by or something for a minute.
Okay, it is campaign season.
Yeah. I was
or the ice cream vendor.
Good old boy Sparky. Hello.
Hi, how's it going? Do I win the award for the best dressed for a radio show?
Heck yes. Heck yes.
Definitely the best dressed anyone has ever been on this.
Yes.
In 10 years.
Like ever.
Not that
yes.
the bar was ever set that high, but you raised it very.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Very, very
I mean,
much.
My pants have a drawstring. So.
Okay. I'm not even wearing pants.
Well, not only do my pocket square and necktie match, yeah, I have matching underbreeches for the same pattern.
Nice. Good.
That's true.
When I hear the expression, I'm just a country lawyer, I think of that.
Just a simple country lawyer.
I could easily see Sparky with that exact same outfit, except with shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't beat a seersucker suit with shorts.
Yeah. That's
business up top, party down below.
That's right.
I'm thinking frat party gone wild.
Go to boy Dave. Hi.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you dressed up too.
Yeah, I got stuff. I wore a shirt today.
We are so proud.
I might have even put on deodorant.
Oh, no.
Girl. Who wants to check? Who wants a free sniff?
That's the palate cleanser, actually.
Might be. Well, folks, today is another brewery takeover. Barrier Brewing Company was established in Oceanside, New York. Oh, lovely place. In 2009. Good old boy Dave, why don't you hit us with a bit of their history?
Okay, well, their website was kind of crappy and didn't have any info, but they did put some info. Well, so I even emailed them to try to get some info, which I never do.
Why are you asking?
And we'll never do it. Yeah, that's what they were like. Who wants to know? Okay, here's what they put on Untappd. Barrier Brewing was founded in 2009 by Evan Klein, and operation commenced on a one-barrel system in a 1,000-square-foot warehouse. The focus was to produce world-class examples of a wide range of styles, a formula which still rings true to this day. We'll be the judge of that, Evan. Even though it was small, the brewery cranked out 600 barrels of beer in the first year, servicing accounts throughout Long Island, New York City, and upstate New York. June 2012 brought Barrier into a new location and a bigger operation. Five barrel brew house capacity of producing 4 million barrels per year or 4,000. Superstorm Sandy made landfall in October and shut Barrier down for 4 months. These were very hard times, but at no point was there a thought to give up. Through fortitude and the local brewing community banding together, we were able to get back to making beer in February of 2013. Fast forward to 2018, Barrier now operates on a 3-vessel, 20-barrel brew house capable of producing 9,000 barrels a year. Our beers are currently available in draft, cans, and bottles, and are sold throughout New York State.
And maybe a little push into PA.
Yeah. Spring forward to 2023, you can get beer shipped to a few states outside of New York.
Yes. Thank God.
But not Tennessee. Because would we want out-of-state beer shipped here? That'd be stupid.
But you know what? Tennessean is Tennebelieving.
Reverend Mark.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Please give us today's lineup.
These are the five that we will be sampling from Barrier Brewing. Their Money IPA, their Kolsch, their Crowning Achievement Imperial Stout with Maple Syrup, their Rotationer.
Yeah, it's a word.
Pilsner with Sapphire Hops, or Sapphire, Sapphire, and then King Premium Lager. And if time permits, we may have a bonus beer or two. I hope we do.
Ooh. Okay. Thank you, Reverend Mark. Beautiful as always. Good old boy Sparky, why don't you give us the suds ratings and, you know, if you want to throw in a little seersucker.
Well, I may be just a humble country lawyer. I'm not familiar with your big city lawyer ways, but we will be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2, I do declare, was that a belch? 3, what a relief. 4, I say, a body should really not be making that sound. And 5, listen to that hang time. Give me another.
You know, it's funny, is right as you were going to telling him to do that, I was about to say, hey, put some Long Island on it.
Oh, that would have been more appropriate.
I think going with the seersucker, Southern gentleman, I think that was the I think that was the way to go.
Well, we are a Southern.
We
podcast.
Are. I know. Even though some of us have had the accent beaten out of us.
And what does Long Island sound like?
I've got a friend from there, and you don't say Long Island. You say L-A-W-N-G-U-Y-L-A-N-D, Long Island. And you don't when you're going to a different floor, you take the stairs. And when you're concerned about somebody, you're worried. I was worried about you because you're going to take the stairs.
Nice. Cool. So we got some. There we go. We got a little bit. Sorry, snuck a little bit in. Yeah.
We stuck a little culture on you guys.
We did.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's get to the beers. What intrigued me about Barrier is, okay, and thinking Barrier, New York, sure, there's going to be a lot of IPAs, a lot of hoppy IPAs, maybe New England IPAs, right? But then I saw other styles and I was like, yes. So the first thing that we're going to start off with is the Kolsch. 4.8% ABV. It's a modern day interpretation of a classic style. Slight cracker, bready malt profile balanced with German noble hops. and fermented coals for maximum crushability.
Mm.
To me, when a Kolsch is done right,
mm-hmm.
oh, I could drink it all day long. Like, and I get excited when I see a Kolsch on a menu.
I have one of those Kolsch serving tray things with all the glasses, and I'm like always desperate to like, I need like 8 people to come over here, or I'll just drink 8 beers from this platter.
Why not? Mm-hmm.
I wish we had a brewery locally doing Kolsch service. I know it's really trendy in other parts of the country. I know, and Blackberry Farm does it on first Sunday of the month, but it's not driving over 3 hours to drink Kolsch.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Back a whole eternity ago when Blackstone opened, Kolsch was their main.
Oh, you know, really? Sort of,
yeah. That
I
was.
I remember that.
They had, oh, they wow. had about 5 house beers, but Kolsch was, you know, back in the mid to late 90s, you know, was that crossover beer for people.
Right.
That,
a great, great way beer.
Oh, nice.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it really is in the kind of an ale style version of those German Pilsners or even Helles Lagers, just depending mm-hmm. on the hop ratio. So it was made to be an easy drinking beer that would compete with those light lagers.
And I feel like we probably got a bigger dip of that because of Schlafly, too, was mm-hmm. all over the place at one point.
Yeah, but in the, back in the beginning of craft beer, when nobody did lagers, mm-hmm. this was the lager substitute.
Sure.
And I would take this over like a cream ale any day of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Depends on the cream ale.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Well, okay, that's fair. And they are nice enough on the can, so I was pronouncing this wrong. It is Kolsch.
Kolsch.
It is not.
I see what they did there.
Kolsch. Yeah.
Since it was cool, lagered.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I don't know.
It was originating in the Cologne region of Germany and younger than most German styles.
Yeah.
Coming into existence in 1918.
This is considered like a hybrid beer in that it's top fermented, but still at a colder temperature. So
what do we think of the cool?
It's tasty.
Yeah, it is. Would you say it's got some of the bready characteristics?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's great on the nose too. Just
but it's got enough hops to balance it out. Those little hints of those nice herbal German hops.
Yeah. I think it's quite classy for what it is, and it. I mean, it's decent.
I like how it finishes.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah,
nice. Yeah, big time. Yeah, yeah. It's clean. It's like yeah. really. There's not.
It's here. Then it's gone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and great for the summer. Well, we are going to rate this Kolsch a 4.
What?
Good start so far, don't mm-hmm. you think?
Great, yeah. Way to go, Barry.
If they could build a website as good as they can brew a Kolsch.
Well, we'll be back with more Barry in just a minute.
Still better.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we are going to, how do I say it?
Long Island,
New York.
Ooh, we should do a Long Island iced tea show.
That'd be pretty short.
It lasted 17 minutes. Involved resuscitation.
The last 10 minutes of the show were just.
I've already had a problem with
you
people.
You guys.
Now you're gonna hear it all.
Wow.
River Mark, get off the floor.
That would bring back memories.
Yeah, really.
I mean, yeah, back in the day, that was like
the quickest way from point A to point B.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, we've only got 5 minutes. We better get Long
Island. Back in the early 80s, I went to TGI Fridays. Yes. I'd never had one, and it was like a 2-for-1. You know, it was a happy hour.
Yeah.
And I ordered a Long Island tea, and I got 2.
They bring you both at once.
And it was such a good thing that my wife was driving that afternoon.
Yeah. When you can't feel your molars after 90 seconds and you realize that you're in big trouble.
Reverend Mark had his head hanging out the door like a dog on the way home.
But they said tea.
Yeah. And it was served in a big tea glass. Yeah.
So much alcohol. Yeah.
And it really is a bad choice.
Very bad decision.
It's like just order a case of whiskey and
Be done with it. Okay, well, for us, we're not going to do Long Island iced teas. But
today,
we are going to talk about some beer from Barrier in Oceanside, New York. The second beer that we are going to talk about is the King Premium Lager. This one is 4.7% ABV. Clean, crisp, and easy drinking as they come. Truly a beer of the people. They gave this gem plenty of additional tank time to lager itself to perfection. It's brewed with Bohemian Pilsner malt and hopped exclusively with German noble hop varieties of Hallertau, Mittelfru, and Tettnang, cold fermented in their new house lager strain.
Impressive.
Oh my.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is not terrible.
Not at all. You know, I love this.
This is so crushable.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Super crushable.
It's a good thing we're having like the hottest days in recorded human history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
A little malt forward. It's to me, it's basically a Helles. You know, they didn't call it one, but that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that great Bavarian lager that's really driven by the malt flavors.
Yeah. But it finishes like nice hoppy kind of bitter finish.
Yeah.
Just enough of a kiss of bitterness to smooth it out.
Just to make you want to go for that next sip.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Kill some of these. A burger or something. And
I'm just thinking a giant 1 liter stein of this.
Right?
I don't need no stinking food.
I mean October.
That's the base.
Yeah.
And something that's this clean and this low ABV, those noble hops just are perfect.
Yeah, they really shine in this. I mean, and it makes you appreciate a really good German beer. You know what I mean? Because a lot of them, or I shouldn't say a lot of them, but some of them that you get that say that they're, you know, German style, you get so much malt that you don't really get to enjoy the hops. And I don't know, to me anyways, German noble hops are, how do I want to say it? They're very nuanced, so you really have to like know what to expect out of them, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? Because they're floral and they're bitter, but like they're just
It's not like
complex.
You're making a citrusy IPA where you can just blow it up, you know, and just throw a bunch of hops. You actually have to kind of be balanced in your approach.
Yeah.
You
know? So it's really nice when you get a beer that showcases them.
I really love the finish of this.
May like I have that's some more?
It's very clean.
Yeah. And I also like how on it the can it says the German series.
We have ways of making you drink.
Serve me lagers und you will drink them.
Wow, it's so good that we're cracking open another one.
Well,
you know that's a good sign.
We were driven to it.
We may have to linger on this beer for a minute.
Yeah, the hops do have a really big floral note, which is another thing you get out of those German hops.
Yeah.
And sometimes a little spice, even a little pepper, but
exactly.
there's just very faint there. I think this is more floral driven, but it's still got a good bitterness to it.
I'm going to review my second glass of this now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's still good.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they don't distribute anywhere close to us, right?
No. Why would they do
that? That's too bad.
Yeah.
And what's so impressive is that it is such low ABV that you would think that you'd be searching for flavor, but you 4.7.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But this is maximum flavor.
I think, you know, just a lot of folks just don't know what a pain in the butt it is to, you know, make lagers, you know, pilsners and lagers, and just like what, you know, the artistry that goes into that, because I think we've kind of been broken by the American mainstream beers a lot. But I mean, this is just such a pain to make these and so wonderfully done.
When they're well executed.
Yeah, when they're well executed like this.
Yeah.
You can't just slam this out in a week.
Right. Right. Like right. this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the, kind of the artistry of simplicity.
That's exactly right.
That's well said. Yeah. That is perfectly said. Well, we are going to rate the King Premium Lager. I know this is a shocker, folks.
Der König.
It is going to be a 5.
Should we have story time while we...
I think it's time for story time.
Oh, I'll just go for my third glass
with this great beer.
While
Kendall's
talking,
But this beer would go great with a pork sausage. And speaking of pork...
Really?
Nice segue. Well played, sir.
From metro.co.uk, a woman sells real-life piggy banks made out of taxidermy piglets.
What?
You
seriously?
Heard that right.
Sure.
So a woman has found a way to bring home the bacon by making real-life piggy banks out of baby piglets. Rachel Lewis from Chandler, Arizona, was a hairdresser until 4 years ago when she took up a class in taxidermy, and she has not looked back.
Mm-hmm.
She first had the idea to turn a piglet into a piggy bank about a year ago, but didn't act upon it until last May. A queue of people have pre-ordered the unusual items, and Rachel has promised to make one for her children who fell in love with putting coins inside the little baby pig. She'd always dreamt of being a mortician from a young age and helped her hunter husband clean the skulls of dead animals in the past. This is an interesting lady right here.
I have so many questions right now.
There's so many red flags that are popping up.
Have the lamb stop screaming, Clarice.
She says taxidermy gives animals a second lease on life, but did acknowledge that young animals' death is sad. It's really labor-intensive making a traditional foam form. It had to be altered, cut in half, hollowed out, and the insides finished. Too much detail there.
Yeah.
But she said a little piggy bank would be cute to do, and she had to figure out how to make it hold the weight of the change, but she's planning on doing more.
Just
maybe
be glad
some...
you guys didn't see the pictures that were in the article.
Oh, I've got to find these.
Does she run a like the Bates Motel in her part-time?
I don't know, but she's selling these things for $350, and they're going pretty well. So she gets her specimens, if you're wondering, from local farms who have pigs and goats. A lot of them are born stillborn. I did not know that.
Oh, God.
But a lot of these are baby pigs who were born stillborn who would have been disposed of in other ways. Now she's turning them into fun and useful piggy banks.
Other ways.
Can our next episode be brain bleach so I can... unhear the story. I assume these aren't kosher, right?
Absolutely not. Well, she has some ideas to do piggy banks made of baby goats next, so I guess that would be a goaty bank. I don't know. But she wants to come up with other ways to make little hidden compartments in her taxidermies. It's like stash jars and jewelry boxes. So if you ever wanted to keep your unmentionable items in a stash jar made out of a baby pig, she can help you out.
Well, if people are going to reach inside a baby pig to get your valuables, I don't think a stash thing is going to help.
But she finished up by saying, we definitely have a few things we're working on now, so I cannot imagine.
I can't wait for the next product line to come out.
Wow.
I think she can do full-size animal taxidermy luggage, you know, carry your stuff in a dead dog or something.
Wow.
Why not?
Can make you some hush puppies.
Ah!
That was so many questions.
You know what that sounded like? You know, like on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, where they tell like the fake news stories? That just seems like it was
one of the fake
one
news.
Of those fake news stories.
Yeah, that would be fake news, except it's not.
It's not. No.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You should see where they put the stopper. You know, like to let the coins come out.
Yeah,
it's not great.
Okay.
I think she needs to franchise this with like veterinarians. And so the concept is no matter what, your pet always comes back home with you.
Wow. I've actually heard of people doing that, Reverend Mark.
Oh, yeah. People get
taking
their pets taxidermy.
Beloved puppy to the taxidermist so they could keep it forever.
I used to work with a guy who,
super weird.
His hobby or side gig was taxidermy, and like he like if hunters, you know, a lot of times they want a deer head mounted, or I think he was doing a bear at one point for somebody. Like,
wow.
That's just, I don't know what the smell.
I mean,
good Lord.
Has anybody ever like thought about maybe the New York Times crossword puzzle instead? Feel like there's other
How
things.
How about gardening?
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. You could grow some tomatoes.
Yeah.
You know?
And not turn them into, yeah.
Yeah. It seems like an odd hobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got lots of questions.
Let's do things with dead piglets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
We had a bunch laying around. So,
yeah. You think not? The neighbors let their kids trick or treat at her house? Timmy, do you want to go for a sleepover at the
well, I'm just
the
wondering,
neighbor's house? No, mommy. Please.
At Halloween, what's her candy bowl made out of?
Yeah, oh. I was thinking that too. Yeah, yeah. Oh, she must throw the best Halloween parties.
It's a rager.
Jeez, there's a lot of kids in therapy in Arizona right now that probably.
I just feel like that's a conversation starter. So tell them what you've been doing. Yeah. Well, I've been making baby piggy purses.
Yeah.
Record scratch. Yeah. Uh-huh. Check, please.
Yeah. Hey, what's that smell? Are you making ham? Well, not exactly.
Yeah. It was a hot day that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, let's get back to the beer.
Yes, please.
The next one that we are going to try from Barrier is the Rotationer Pilsner with Sapphire Hops.
I love this concept.
And Pilsner goes great with sausage, too.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Really does.
Yeah, it does.
It's a sausage party.
Well, they have a rotating single hop series with their Pilsner, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
This one is featuring Sapphire. It's a German hop that has a blend of spice, floral, and fruitiness. We think this hop is the perfect addition to our clean, crisp, bright, easy-drinking Pilsner. 4.7% ABV.
It's totally get the floral.
Yeah. Incredibly like pale beer. Floral. Yeah. Very interesting.
I'm getting a little bit of citrus fruitiness, which you don't usually get out of German hops, but yeah. I'm digging that.
And on the nose, I'm getting a little mint.
Mm-hmm. There is some.
Well, and Pilsner is a great way, like, and we've talked about this kind of thing before. I think Four Hands out of St. Louis, they do a similar Pilsner series. And if you're going to do single hop beers, I think Pilsner is a great way to do it because it's just mostly that Pilsen malt. Mm-hmm. So you're really just a blank palette for the hops
to showcase. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like really getting, and it's not a bad thing. Like I'm really just getting the floral piece like crazy on the palate. Mm-hmm. About two thirds.
It's a pleasant hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
very nice. I think you're right, Reverend Mark. I think the bitterness is coming off as a little minty too. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I get that. Yeah.
But I'm not mad about it.
No.
Not at all.
No, officer, I have been drinking beer. Can't you smell how minty my breath is?
Come on.
So far, these are all great middle of the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Coolers.
Yeah, like perfect for this weather. But even in general, I mean, these are elevated everyday beers, if you will. Well, you know what I mean?
Table beer.
Table beer, yeah.
Table beer, yes.
You know what's also going to be really refreshing? The 12% Imperial Stout with maple syrup.
Mm. I mean,
That's been warming up.
Bring out the pancakes.
Yeah. We have an extra can in case Kendall wants to shotgun it.
So. I have a shotgun tool on my keychain.
Wow. Yeah.
Actually, I have another can if you both want to shotgun it.
Let's go, baby. only if we get it.
Not a stout.
I don't know. I don't want Sparky getting it all over his suit.
Mm. Yes, that challenge would be bad accepted. Against the seersucker, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, I think as far as Pilsners go in general, I think this is a good solid example. And then Sapphire Hops, like, you know, Barrique did a version with Sapphire that I really liked. Yeah. And I think this is a really good hop to use. Yeah.
I love it.
How do you guys like this, just if we didn't talk about it being a single hop beer, but just as a Pilsner? Like,
in general.
If we were just saying, this was a Pilsner, how would you feel about it?
I like it. You could tell that it was a little crisper than that Bavarian lager we just had. A little less malt. That probably just all, like you said, Dave, all Pilsner malt probably in this thing, whereas the other one probably had maybe a little Vienna, maybe even a little Munich in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This thing is just clear and clean and easy drinking.
Straight to the point.
Yeah, I'd say fully attenuated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Very dry, crisp finish.
What do you guys want to rate this? We are going to rate it a 4.
That is a tasty beverage.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Well, next up, we are going to go with some money.
It's cool that we're 4 beers in and we're actually trying the first IPA.